Well, a tough loss here against the Jamestown Blue Jays. You guys came out strong in the first half. You matched them point for point. You got some defensive turnovers. You got some defensive points. You got to be really happy with the way this game went, especially in that first half.
Well, I'm extremely proud of our guys. They battled all night long. Yeah, you know, and some things didn't go our way tonight. We had some guys get dinged up, but they just kept scratching, and we had to put some people in some positions they don't play a lot just to continue the game and do some things that we wanted to do. But I'm extremely proud of the effort and the grit that our guys showed tonight.
Talking about guys getting banged up, Jamestown has had a lot of experience, about 8 seniors in their starting lineup. They have a lot of depth, and you guys just didn't have that going tonight, but still, like you said, guys were just really fighting.
Well, it is what it is. You know, we were 0-9 last year, and it's one thing I talked to our guys about, too. It wasn't a lost season. You know, that season prepared us to, gut out a lot of things. We've had some tough games lately, and the thing that I like about it is we're continuing to grow. We're still battling. We're still fighting, and I don't see any quit in our kids, and that says a lot about them.
Mitchell Taylor scores the lone offensive touchdown here this week. He scored your only touchdown last week. You've been putting him in a lot of positions to get direct snaps. He came up big with the first down for you guys. What have you been happy you've seen from him this year?
Well, Mitchell's had a great, great year. But, you know, he's a year older. You know, it's one of those things that, like I said, a lot of stuff that happened for him happened for a lot of our kids. And we're more experienced. We're bigger. We're stronger. And, you know, I think we're a little bit tougher that way, too. So Mitchell has done a great job, and I could say that for every one of those kids out there.
Obviously, with the season coming down to your final three games, wanting to make the playoffs, you're not here for moral wins, but you played arguably one of the top three teams in the state. You played them well. You guys played good. What was the message after the game?
The message was all positive. I'm proud of every one of them. I'm not disappointed one bit, and I just told them I'm still proud of you as I've ever been because of how much you fought and you kept battling, and that's all we can ever ask our kids to do. Hopefully we'll get mended up a little bit this weekend. We had a busy week. We had 2 JV games, so those kids are tired. Our varsity kids are tired. Our coaches are tired. So, you know, we'll get back to doing our work and get ready for Shanley. I'm sure we'll have another big, tough battle next week.